This is VOA News, near remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Gambians are casting their votes on Saturday using a unique voting system, marbles dropped in each candidate's ballot drum. This in a tightly fought presidential election that will test stability and democratic progress in the West African nation. Nearly 1 million people out of a 2.5 million population are registered to vote in mainland Africa's smallest country. Turnout is expected to be high, according to election officials. Results are expected by Sunday under the simple majority system. It is Gambia's first democratic election since former President Yahya Jammeh was voted out of office in 2016. Jammeh, who was defeated by an opposition coalition that backed current President Adama Barrow, fled to Equatorial Guinea in 2017 after refusing to accept defeat. Barrow, who was running in the election, has made lavish promises throughout the campaign, such as introducing health insurance that would grant access to treatment without upfront payments. His critics, however, say he has broken his promises, pointing to how he backtracked on a pledge to serve only 3 years after winning in 2016. Tunisia's powerful UGTT union called for early elections on Saturday, saying it was concerned for the country's democratic gains because of the president's reluctance to announce a roadmap for political reforms. The UGTT's leader's comments in a speech to thousands of his supporters put more pressure on the president, more than 4 months after he seized all political powers. And Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Saturday he hoped that foreign exchange rates would stabilize shortly, and again promised low interest rates after a historic plunge in the lira currency to record lows. This is VOA News. Russia has dismissed U.S. media reports about a possible Russian attack on Ukraine, accusing Washington of trying to aggravate the situation while blaming Moscow. The Kommersant newspaper reported this on Saturday, citing the foreign ministry. The Washington Post cited officials and an intelligence document also on Saturday as saying U.S. intelligence thought Russia could be planning a multi-front offensive on Ukraine as early as next year, involving up to 175,000 troops. Pope Francis appealed on Saturday for a return to, quote, good politics, saying democracy has deteriorated dangerously as discontented people are lured by the siren songs of populist politicians who promise easy but unrealistic solutions. The Pope arrived from Cyprus and Athens, often seen as the birthplace of democracy, on the second and last leg of a Mediterranean trip whose main aim is to draw attention to the plight of migrants and refugees. Several European countries are working on opening up a joint diplomatic mission in Afghanistan that would enable their ambassadors to return to the country, French President Emmanuel Macron said on Saturday. Western countries have been grappling with how to engage with the Taliban after they took over Afghanistan in a lightning advance in August, as U.S.-led forces were completing their pullout. Russia and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have concluded their first joint naval exercise, Indonesia's Navy said on Saturday, as the region faces rising tensions with China. The three-day exercise off the coast of Indonesia's Sumatra Island aimed at increasing interoperability between the ASEAN member states and the Russian Navy in the strategic maritime area. It comes amid rising tensions between major powers in the South China Sea, a resource-rich waterway of geopolitical significance. Outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel urged Germans on Saturday to get vaccinated against COVID-19 to help turn the tide on a fourth wave of cases that she said had become dramatic in parts of the country. We are in a very serious situation, she said. In some parts of the country, you can only describe it as dramatic. Overfilled intensive care units, severely ill people who have to be flown across Germany to get the care they need. For more on these and other stories today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.